Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Help! We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about Gordon Chang being back on the show. Gordon, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. Also, the outstanding book, The Coming Collapse of China. A columnist at Forbes and The Daily Beast and other places. And he's been hanging out with us for a few years now. Gordon Chang, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Of course, folks, many of you see his handsome face on the little screen. He's on television being interviewed quite a lot. He's been in great demand, especially for his Pacific Rim perspectives. Gordon, something is happening recently, just in the last few days, that I'm not sure I completely understand. I read the stories. But apparently China, at least as of the other day, China is not going to allow Apple to sell their new iPhone there.
Yeah, there's an injunction in Beijing, which is the municipality of Beijing, on the iPhone and the iPhone 6. Sorry, the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus. And it relates to the exterior design of the phone.
Oh.
Now, that injunction right now has been set aside. But the issue is really you have a Chinese company with some very powerful political connections is trying to club Apple. And that's very much in line with what Beijing is trying to do, because we know that in April they unplugged Apple's iTunes movies and iBooks services.
Wow.
And really that is significant.
So is this shakedown economics?
I don't think they're really trying to shake Apple down. They're trying to destroy it, which is even worse.
Really?
So, you know, Beijing basically has a history of going after successful foreign companies.
Why?
Apple thought that it was immune.
I mean, Chinese love that. They love iPhones.
Well, the Chinese people may love iPhones.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
The Communist Party doesn't, because it's trying to reserve its market for its companies. There has been, especially over the last 2.5 years, an attempt to use lawfare against multinationals.
Wow.
So you see highly discriminatory investigations for corruption, for anti-monopoly, for anything. And really this is an attempt to make sure that foreign companies are not too successful in China, thereby reserving the market for large Chinese companies, especially state-owned ones.
Is also part of the issue, you think, the fact that the Apple product is a smartphone which liberates and democratizes information and liberates people's thinking? Isn't it not just that they're a big company and that they're Apple and that they're successful, but they actually have a product that is, to the Communist Party, is dangerous to them?
Well, yes, because first of all, as you point out, it's an information issue. The Communist Party tries to censor information, and it, for the large part, it is successful, and it has what's called the Great Firewall, which is really the most sophisticated set of Internet controls in the world, and it's now trying to prevent companies like Disney, like Apple, from going online and being successful in China. You know, part of it is because the Communist Party is jealous of foreign companies.
Right.
There's a xenophobia there that the government stokes, as well as what you point out, and that is an attempt to control information to the Chinese people.
Well, and they've done a pretty good job of that over the years, haven't they? I mean, it's not the Internet is not free and open in China, is it?
No, it certainly is not, and it's becoming less free in a sense.
Really?
Now, of course, the Internet is hard to control, but nonetheless, the Communist Party is absolutely determined to do so, and of course, the biggest victim in all of this is China, because China needs an innovation technology economy. It's very hard to develop that when you have these Internet controls,
right,
when you have a big, really important emphasis on ideology like Marxism. So there is a struggle right now going on for the soul of China, and the biggest victim, of course, is the country itself.
I've heard it said that the Chinese are in the Chinese culture, the workplace, so to speak, the economy, is industrious but not necessarily innovative. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, today, certainly the Chinese are industrious. They work incredible hours. The innovative aspect is interesting. The thing about innovation is that it really requires support from a government, especially mm-hmm. in a state-dominated mm-hmm. economy like China. And although they make the right noises about technology and innovation, you can't really fully develop it unless you're going to let people think on their
innovation
own.
Needs liberty, too, doesn't it?
And, absolutely, 100%.
And let's talk about that when we come back. I think that's an important point to make, and we'll get to Gordon's thoughts on that after these messages. Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.